Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm Janet Thornburg, your speaker today, also known as Daisy. 644478@keen.com, and that is spelled Daisey. So that's where you can get me for readings. And I know today that we're talking about love relationships. There will be a lot of that. A lot of the readings will be probably focused on that. And I know that we're in the month of February. It's Valentine's Day, so, and it's approaching. So a lot of us want to know about our love relationships. But this is not just based on the love between individuals, although we shall see a lot of that today. But it's about living a life of love. God is love. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, folks, there is a difference between want and need. And God doesn't want us to be in want. And I must emphasize that there is a big difference between needing and wanting. Some things we want aren't good for us. Some things people want, they just distinctly want, they're really not good for them. And even though God says in his words that he's made everything for us, but not everything's expedient, which means it could not be good for you. So we have to recognize that sometimes when we don't get what we want, there's a valid reason behind it. And we have to think about it, get readings about it, meditate on it, and see what is right for us. I want to talk a little bit before we go on about cosmic weather. 2019, and I've been saying this since the end of December, is a time for change. It's leaving the past behind and moving forward into a different category, you know, a different level. So we must put the past behind us, and we have to recognize that despite past failures, disappointments, and challenges, the past or the present has been an area in which we are facing, you know, and change is necessary. And sometimes we are reluctant to change. But in 2019, you really have a chance to change everything for the better. And it has all the potential of being a year that dreams and rewards can come to you in unimaginable ways. A lot of blessings are in store for us this year, but we have to be able to receive it. And we can receive it because the planets have been aligning since the close of 2018 to bring about good change for us. So we have to be receptive to it. We have to be able to be open to change and receive it. Our health tip today is taken from the Country Doctor's Kitchen Secret Handbook, and it's talking about cancer, which is a big problem in our world today. And it is mounting in the numbers of, you know, like the 1 to 10 is moving up in that area. So we need to head off cancer with one common fruit. Add some lemon or lemon peel to your tea, and you may ward off at least 11 kinds of cancer. I particularly like drinking lemon water. Research shows that in Japan, that they found that people who ate more citrus fruits had lower rates of nearly a dozen different types of cancers over the last 9 years. Oranges, tangerines, lemons, limes, and grapefruits were included in this list. This was the lowest risk of cancer who drank at least one of these with green tea daily. So that's just a little tip taken from this book, and I try to give us health tips each month that we're on the show. And today, I would like to begin praying. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you help your people today. Give us insight into what is best for us, and give us counsel into the best direction we should take for our lives. Holy Spirit, give us your counsel in Jesus' name. Okay, let's begin by taking some calls here. Alrighty, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Linda again. Hi,
Linda. How are you?
Hey, worried about you, but we'll talk about that on Keen. But I've just been very sad and depressed, and it's not about love. It's just this sadness I have about me. It's not about, you know, love, because I'm happy without a relationship. You know, I'm okay, except for my family,
right.
I guess. So, yeah. But I don't know why I'm having such a sadness and, like, lack of mobility and just,
well, it
I don't
has
know,
a lot
I
to
seem
do
to be
with,
sinking away, huh?
It has a lot to do with the Sun-Neptune aspect right now, and it is an aspect that is making people just go like, you know, not being motivated. And, you know, we do have a gravitational pull from planets. And this one in particular can bring about focusing on, you know, not feeling right. But I did some cards here, and you've been working at this for a while. You know, it's like I said in the beginning of the show, some of us have been waiting a long time for answers, and we can see them this year. We really can, and we're only in the second month, so... I want to emphasize that we need to really stop ourselves when we feel that way, when we feel down, and we need to give ourselves positive affirmations and positive motivations. When I start feeling down, I try to, my favorite thing is to get in a hot soak of some Epsom salt, put on some positive affirmations and just meditate, and I come right out of it. It really does help, and it helps me keep going. Okay. And so we do have this aspect affecting us until the close of this month. But it shows that you are going to reach your goals. There's something good that's going to happen probably the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is my birthday month, so I want to be spoiled.
Yeah, okay. You know, you can be. This can be a year that, and you know, you're dealing with a problem that's been affecting in your family for a long time, and you know, sometimes when we stay in a rut and been in a rut for a long time, it's hard to come out of it. And you're ready, but they're not necessarily where you're at. And you need to understand that. But it shows that you will complete your goals here. And it shows spring being a very happy, maybe you will be spoiled. You know, it shows it being a happy time for you.
Okay.
You know, we all know the groundhog did not see his shadow, so come on, spring. Doesn't look like here in Northern California. It looks like we're going to get, next few days is going to be a lot of snow. But it is coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be back on Keen again?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be in number
and
seven. Lucky number
seven. I want to apologize to all my Keen customers and
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just been a barrage of distractions and things that's coming up, legal issues that dealing within my family, and so I'm
sorry.
Trying to get everything done.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
I just worry about you.
I probably won't
more.
Be on Monday because there's no school. I won't have care for my handicapped daughter or my granddaughter that's currently living with me.
Oh, I have to tell you something. Okay. I snuck in. So I saw Anthony at school, and he's like a little thug. First thing I said to him is, I said, pull up your pants. That is not my, I don't know who he's trying to be. He's like, pull up your pants. I don't know what he thought. I don't know when I'm going to see him again. But, you know, I just was grateful for that moment, you know, and I'm sure he was too. So,
there's a very deep closeness between you two. There's a deep closeness between you two. And it probably has something to do with past life. You know, he's held on to the image of you, the thought of you, the things that you've done. It's like he's telepathically connected to you.
That's why he kept looking me up and down like he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at me. He's taking it all in. Yeah. Just looking at me like my face, my shoes. Just looking at me, you know. He's not talking. I don't understand. It scares me. So I'm just worried about him.
Well, we will certainly pray for him. But I show you making great strides. And they begin to start in the spring. So we want to bring that on. I'm ready for spring. Our winter started early here. And it's just been.
And remember, I want out of Florida. Get me out of here.
Okay.
Get me out of Florida. People are saying, why do you want to leave? Because I'm tired of seeing summer all year long. It's so boring when you're from the north and you're from colors and change of seasonings. You get, maybe that's what's wrong with me. I miss the change of seasonings. Could be.
Could be.
All right.
Well,
thank
you.
And
in there.
God bless everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll be back on Keene as soon as I can, promise. Okay?
All right. Well, as long as you're okay, I'm okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks
God
for
bless.
Participating. God bless.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon. Let's look at you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the first thing came up is about relationship here, so... I have a man from your past and an opportunity with a new man that you may meet here in the next two. Now, that's in the present line. That could be real quick or it could be no more than 2 months. And so you will have a decision to make because the man from your past looks like he's about to surface here.
He already has. Yeah, he's been.
Okay.
We attend the same gym.
I kind of thought he was real close.
Yeah, he already has, but I have no interest, so that's okay. I've already made up my mind.
Okay, good, good. Because it shows the future thing looking really powerful.
Good. It's about time, Daisy. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I know. Well, from what I'm reading here today, it shows the summer around June, July, somewhere in there that you will talk about a permanent commitment here. That could be, you know, making a commitment to one person or getting married. It's actually the marriage card. So, and it shows somebody new.
Okay. Well, that's really good news. Sure. As always, it's great talking to you, Daisy.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay, as I was talking about, this Neptune-Sun thing can create anxiety. And anxiety can be a very strong force affecting us right now with that aspect, that alignment. And we all have to... We all feel anxious at one time or another in our life, and we start caving in when we have anxiety. And, you know, in the spiritual realm, you never give up. So it's actually a signal to pray. And we need to try more praying and less worrying. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Our prayers avail much. When panic comes, stand up to it." We stand up to it by speaking God's promises in His Word over our life. Say it. Anxiety has no power over me. When I feel anxiety, it's a signal to pray. And we must use this strategy. And when we don't, we sabotage our success with what we think and what our mind is on most of all. That's what we're going to bring to ourselves. You know, we need to realize in Romans 9, chapter 9 talks about hearing God's word, and God's word will build faith, and then speaking it back, speaking it out to ourselves. That's why positive affirmations work. That's why Pastor Dick Al's 40-day fast works. You know, we replace those anxious thoughts with positive thoughts, and you know, we have to know that things are working in us. We have to begin to. We may not see them right now, but God says that they will work. So if we sow the right thoughts into our life, change will come in the right direction. And you have to tell yourself that you will not give up in your mind. You make your mind up to believe that things will work. You know, when you're doing the affirmations, you have to believe that they're going to work, and then they will work. And it's like, I think Bishop T.D. Jakes coined this phrase, the word will work if you work it, and that's very true. It's very, very powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it will cut away the bad. And whenever we think that prayer doesn't work, we must replace it with the thought that Mark 11:24 says to us, which is, if you can stand there and believe, you will receive. And believing is a big part of it, in contrary to what it looks like in the natural. And that's a big test for all of us. So, but just hang in there. You know, this is the year to meet that right person. And but if you don't feel good about yourself inside, if you don't like yourself, or you're down on yourself, putting yourself down in any way, you're going to attract that to yourself. You'll attract someone to you that'll give you that feeling and act out in your life that way. And we're all interested in finding love. Everybody wants to find love, whether it's the love of God or the love of another person. People want to love life, want to live life in abundance. Jesus died to give us that. We have to walk into it. We have to believe that we can have it. So a lot of how you feel about yourself has a lot to do with what you attract to yourself. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Whatever you have to tell me, please.
Okay. First card is money. But it's crossed by some sadness here. And probably the sadness is it's not here yet.
Amen.
But it says it's coming, and that you have a lot to look forward to. Also, you're coming up. You have two threes, which one of them is financial security, which is the three of coins, and the other one's the three of wands, which means what you're long for. Your ship's finally coming in. And it looks like March, looks like spring. And it says the first 3 months of spring is going to be a very happy time for you. There's a move, and there's adventure.
Both very welcome. That sounds lovely.
I don't see the adventure in love life. I see the adventure in, like, maybe seeing new things, some travel, seeing
Perfect.
People you haven't seen for a long time, that kind of adventure.
That's exactly what I would like. Exactly.
Cool.
So,
believe you receive. Matthew 11:24 says, if you can stand praying and believing, you can receive. And, you know, we're going to be tested by the evil one. He just gives you contradiction to what you're praying for. He will present a contradictory scene. And if he can't get to you personally, he'll get to people around you or to the weakest link in your family and create a scene that looks contradicts the Word of God. So we have to really hang on to the Word and get back in there and say positive affirmations over your life. I believe that I can receive. I am a child of God. I have a right to my divine inheritance, and your inheritance is abundance. It is not sickness or disease. God is not the author of any of those things. That comes from the evil one who, you know, you. Some people have body karma, which is complicated sometimes, and it can run through your bloodline, and Jesus broke those curses on the cross, but you have to work at eliminating those thoughts. I mean, and it's hard when you're in pain. It's hard when you're looking at, it's very difficult. So you have to say to yourself, I have all the promises of God, which makes me, my soul prosper. And when your soul prospers, the rest of you is going to prosper. You have a lot to look forward to. It's really good. It's just getting through this winter, I think.
Okay. I thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
You got me. How'd you get me again?
Okay,
I have to tell you
me again. God bless you. Thank you for hanging on.
Wait.
Thank you.
Okay,
wait. Hello? Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Did that answer your question?
Yes. Hey, Lizzie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You can do general.
Okay.
I'm at my desk. Sorry.
It's okay. You're at what we call a standstill, about to enter a complete change. This affects love life and career. And you have been on a journey for a while, but you are about to manifest. I also have the marriage card for you. It's later this year, or it's at least a commitment. It's at least that card can be a committed relationship that goes into marriage or actual marriage. And that you are falling in love. And there's two areas of your life that you're looking strongly at, your love life and your career. And there's a real, I need to look at this a little bit better here. There's a new twist here that's going to surprise you in your career.
Yeah, I got a hit on something today and got asked for an interview on Friday. Or next Friday.
Let me look at this a little better. Right now you're kind of undecided about where you're presently at. I mean, it's like everybody needs those paychecks. Everybody needs, you know, that kind of security. But it's like you don't feel completely at ease where you're at.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But you will see a change. You will be moving on your own. There is something better coming up for you. There's
okay.
also something coming up in your in music. Good news on over that.
I hope so, because it's been on my spirit a lot, so I hope.
Well, we're confirming it today.
Yes.
It's been on your spirit. We're confirming it. It's going to surprise you. It's just like out of the blue.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some timing here, but I'm not having a lot of luck. Let me try again.
Well,
you know how timing is in readings anyway.
Yeah,
sometimes it's just supposed to be a surprise. But it shows a change coming, a change on financial level. There is more than one avenue, so there is something with your music. And it's showing, you know, April, May.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work.
Okay. And
all
also right. finding the right person this year.
Well, that's like on the back burner. As much as, you know.
A lot
see,
of times
oh, yeah,
past
yeah, yeah.
life influence, let's say that, you know, just for an example, King David. King David had a lot of problems with his love life. I mean, he had a large concubine, and he had a lot of women in his life, and he sought after another man's wife, and you know it created a problem. But they ended up being okay after he went through it. But he's an example of a struggle that we can have in love life. And he's a good example. And some people go through difficulty there. But it says that you are at a point now where these experiences that you've had, this experience that you've come to at this point in your life has taught you a lot. And you know,
yes.
you quickly can see something if it's not right. But you are,
yes.
good news, you are going to find the right person this year.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good thing. A lot of
okay.
changes. I got to make a lot of changes. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you
all
for
righty,
participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
All righty. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, our progress begins from the inside out. Now, a lot of people work on the outside without working on the inside, but you need to work on the inside first, because from the inside out will bring you the proper healing, and it'll be sturdy, and it's... all good, you know. And sometimes we sabotage ourselves, as I said, like thinking what's wrong with me, or it's no use, or it's just not for me, and you know, and all of those thoughts keep you stuck, and inferior thoughts keep you stuck. So you want to say to yourself, I am not inferior to anything or anyone, because I am made in the image of God. In Genesis, it says we are made in the image and likeness of God. And we are the righteousness of God through the blood of Jesus. And therefore, our life is meant to be good. And that these are things that you need to hold on to. And believe that you're in a royal family. And royalty destroys inferiority. And you need to know that you're a child of God and you're blessed by God. You're loved by God. He gave, if he didn't do another thing, when he gave his only begotten son and and all the sins of the world, and the Old Testament wrath of God was placed on Jesus on the cross. At that very moment when he felt that wrath of God upon him, that's when he asked why he was forsaken. He felt that disconnection, and even God spoke of how he needed to repent himself of things. And repent means to change. And it means to change the way you think about something and change your action on something. And so we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and therefore you see yourself from that point of view. You don't see yourself as maybe how it really is, you know, cold, dark winter or whatever. Don't see yourself as that. See yourself from that point of view. And see yourself bigger than your mountains that you face, taller than the trees that are in front of you or the giants, and just no grasshopper mentality. You are the head, not the tail, and you shall by all means go up and possess God's promises if you will just keep speaking them over themselves, over yourself. There are a lot of ministries now teaching this principle, and we have to understand that you can have faith and unbelief at the same time. Unbelief is very subtle. You may not even realize you're doing it, and you have to recognize it, and that's just where observing yourself and speaking affirmations will reveal that to you. And we all do it. Like I said, you can have faith and unbelief at the same time. And it's very, very crafty, very crafty. And so we sabotage ourselves with how we see ourselves, what we allow, the way we think, and what we speak over ourselves. So words mean something. God formed the world out of words. He said, light be, or let there be light, and light became. So we're created in his image and likeness, and we can speak things over ourselves that affect our lives. So we need to speak positive things over ourselves. We need to set our mindset into a place that I will never again settle for mediocre or average existence. You know, that's enough is enough. I will never again settle for mediocre, average existence. I will not settle for things the way they are. There is more to this life that God has for me. I expect him to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all I can think or ask. I will think big, ask big, and then I will experience big. And that's the secret right there. Jesus came to give us life in abundance, and it is in abundant in quantity and superior in quality. We do not have to settle for mediocre living. We have the right to an abundant life for what he did for us. And we need to know that we're going to have new thoughts that we're going to realize that our thought life shapes our entire life. How you think about yourself, how you think about the world, how you think about everything. So you tell yourself, I am changing daily from the inside out. Even when I can't feel I can keep it all together, I declare that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He gives me strength when I don't have enough. And that these are things that you need to put into your mind and into your life, and you will see a change. Because this is a year, 2019, everybody's saying it. I started out saying it from the Spirit in December, and now I see a lot of ministries that are teaching the same thing. Well, we're all serving the same God. And everybody has a different style of portraying, you know, what God is given to us. But we must believe that we can receive his goodness. It's been a very challenging time for me lately. But, you know, when I'm standing in faith, I'm standing on the word, and I'm believing that I'm going to receive God's goodness and graciousness in my life. And, you know, it's our life is the result of the decisions we make, whether they're good decisions or bad decisions. So we can't control how another person thinks or how another person acts. We can only control ourselves and change ourselves. So we just have to resort to prayer, and prayer will move mountains. Father God, I pray for each and every person who has called in today or is listening, and I release healing, prosperity, spiritual advancement in their lives. We thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus, for your ministry, the words you have left for us, because your words are spirit and life. We thank you for all that we are facing and knowing that we are not alone, and we are looking forward to the changes that I'm seeing that are coming in our lives. We are grateful that we have this chance to come together and hear your word and get revelation from the Holy Spirit, and we're grateful and we look forward to change in Jesus' name. Well, there's no one else in line, and I was not real good at getting notification out about this show, but I believe things will change beginning today, and I will let everybody know when we'll be on in March. And everybody keep up the good work, keep positive thoughts. If you're struggling, then call and get counsel. And I thank everyone for who's participated in calling in and those who are listening. And I'll look forward to seeing you next month. Bye now.